weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
From today, Maundy Thursday, cows are permitted to graze on common land around Cambridge. Louise Wilson reports.
Cambridge has just seen the welcome return of the cattle that roam and graze on the various commons around the city, such as Midsummer Common and Coldham's Common. They are farmed by Angelica von Heimendahl, who joins me now. So I guess the first question I have to ask is, where are they when they're not on the commons?
They overwinter near Royston. And there's a farmer there who farms mainly grain, but he used to have livestock, so he misses having cattle on the farm. And from around the 1st of December to the 1st of April, that's where they are. And they're fed on silage there. And they don't really mind being outside, but they would destroy a lot of the grass if they were outside in the wet season, because they're quite heavy and they do a lot of damage to the grass if they're out in the winter.
And how does it work then when they come back to the commons? Presumably there's some sort of historical laws that allow them just to roam freely.
It's more to do with Natural England, so there are sort of grazing plans and farm subsidies that determine that you don't destroy the grass that you're using. And so we have grazing from the 1st of April, and that's when we turn them out.
And the breed that they are, is there a particular reason why you chose the breed?
So the Redpoll are the traditional East Anglian breeds. The reason why they are traditionally East Anglian is that East Anglian farmers always had arable as well. It's quite a fertile area, and they didn't want a huge animal. They just wanted something they could keep over the winter when they were not so busy in the fields and that wouldn't cause too much work in the summer. And also Redpolls traditionally were used for milking as well as in front of the plough. So they're quite docile animals because the farmers used to work with them. And they are not so big, which I think is an advantage. So we have a smaller animal compared to continental breeds.
And aren't Redpoll, they're a rare breed as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
You're keeping the genetics going for that breed as well. Is this the only area that Redpoll exists, or are there more around there?
They are, well, one of the reasons why they are now rare breeds is that all the qualities I described are no longer in demand. So a modern farm, in inverted commas, would want an animal that grows as quickly as possible. You probably feed it grain, maize, all sorts of things. And so a modern farmer would, an intensive farmer, I should say, would raise a steer in 16 months, 17 months. Ours are about 28 months.
Right.
So they take longer.
Mm.
And they do another, so the Redpolls are mostly in East Anglia and the south of England, and one other area where they are is Australia. Because they have a lot of pigment in their skin, they don't burn in the sun. And so there's a huge herds of Redpolls in Australia.
Oh, fascinating. Yeah. That's really interesting. So what is the vision for Cam Cattle then? How does it fit with Cambridge Sustainable Food?
Right, so Cambridge, we've done Cam Cattle, or I've done Cam Cattle now for almost 10 years. This is 9.5. And it's grown from having 8 steers on Midsummer Common and then not having any winter housing. So I sold them on the 1st of November to, we'll have almost 100 steers in May. And we do lots of things. So we are on the Sunday market in Cambridge, which is, we have lots of lovely people that come and buy the meat. We supply a farm shop on Lensborough Road. We supply a butcher. Now we do pies with our leftovers, so we do that. We started doing beef jerky with some of the beef because it's a great way of preserving it for a long time, and it's great food. There's a lot of people.
It's really high energy, isn't it?
It's very high energy and it's low in sugar, so you don't have that sort of tiredness after you've eaten.
Yeah.
So we get a lot of bikers and walkers.
I was going to say, it's ideal for Cambridge where we've got lots of cyclists,
It's light as well. Yeah, and you have a little package and you can
energy
close
dense.
It. And so that's great. We started something called Cambridge on a Plate, where we cater for the David Attenborough building, so that people can get local food when they're visiting conferences and workshops.
And obviously that cuts down on miles and carbon footprint and all the
rest
of it. Exactly,
it has very low food miles. It has. It also means that we use everything we have. So, you know, whenever something, for example, on a Sunday, You look at what you've got left and then you cut it into pieces and put it in the pies, or when you have a big event, you can use up half an animal and the other half goes to the farm shop, and so on and so forth. So we literally have no meat left over. We don't freeze meat. We use everything that we have.
And have you seen a real increase in people's desire to have food like this, which is sustainable and has less food miles? And is, you don't
it's
think
a horrible
so
horrible thing to say
really
there's a lot of talk there's
okay.
a lot of people who say, I'll give you an example, it might sound really nasty, it's people that I've known for many years, and when they have visitors and we meet, they say, oh, this is Angelica and she keeps the cattle on Midsummer Common, and they tell the whole story, and they have never bought a piece of meat from us. And so I think that people live in sort of two worlds sometimes. They see programs on television, they love the idea, but when it comes to actually getting on your bike and sourcing your food, they don't. And that's, we always have the same customers really. There are a certain group of people who either care about food very much or care about the environment very much, and they're not the ones that you would pick out automatically. It's quite surprising who makes the effort and who doesn't.
That's very interesting. How can people support this? Mention the market. Which butchers specifically do you supply?
Every Sunday there is a lovely local produce market on the market square. Mm-hmm. And when you come, say, between 9 and 12 in the morning, Cambridge is lovely because there's no shops open yet. We have some customers who say it's the only time that Cambridge belongs to Cambridgeshire people.
Yeah,
and it's true. And there's a real atmosphere. So the people that come know each other because they've been coming for years. There's vegetables, there's chicken, there's eggs, there's beef, there's fish. So it's lovely. It really is worth coming. And
then when that isn't on, that you mentioned butchers. Whereabouts?
Yeah, so Wallace Butchers on Victoria Road, which is right next to Midsummer Common.
Yeah.
He sells the beef. Lensfield Road Farm Shop. We also do St. Ives, Falmere, Impington as farmers markets. And you can also go on Cam Cattle website and order beef. So we tried to have a box scheme and that didn't work at all.
Yeah.
We tried it a few times. And I think what happens is that Cambridge people live in fairly small houses and they don't have big freezers somewhere. And so storing meat can be
difficult.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's been absolutely fascinating to speak to you and also to hear our Australian contingent
yes.
holding some cattle as well. And keeping that breed going as well. Thank you so much for speaking to me today, Angelica.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
That's Angelica von Heimendahl. She is the owner and proprietor of Cam Cattle, who is responsible for those cows, the red polls in particular, which you'll see around Cambridge over the next few weeks, and coming to a brioche bun near you shortly after that.